Back in the 80s, power companies installed scrubbers in the smokestacks of their coal-fired plants to capture pollutants before they got into the air. But all that lead and arsenic and selenium had to go somewhere. So it went into settling ponds and landfills and eventually unregulated into local waters. And that made power plants the worst water polluters in the nation. Well, today the Environmental Protection Agency issued regulations to stem the flow of that pollution. WIPR's Joel McCord reports several Maryland power plants will be affected.
The plants, ranging from the giant Chalk Point facility in southern Prince George's County to the relatively tiny CP Crane plant in Middle River, will have to sharply reduce the amount of lead, arsenic, and other toxins that flow through pipes into nearby waterways or leach out of landfills. Ken Kapokas, EPA's Deputy Assistant Administrator for Water, said in a conference call, the rule is aimed at taking 1.4 billion pounds of toxics out of thousands of miles of rivers and streams nationally. And he added, it can be done.
They're based on readily available technologies that many in the industry already use today while producing affordable power. This reinforces the trend that's underway toward cleaner, more modern power plants.
According to the EPA, coal-fired power plants contribute more than half of all toxic pollutants discharged into the nation's waters by industry. The pollutants are linked to cancer, neurological damage, and environmental damage. NRG, the Houston-based firm that owns the Chalk Point, Dickerson, and Morgantown plants, declined comment. Talon Energy, a Pennsylvania company that owns CP Crane, Brandon Shores, and H.A. Wagner, both in Pasadena, failed to return repeated calls for comment. Alex Bond is head of the Environment Department at the Edison Electric Institute, which represents power plant owners. He said they are still studying a very complex technical rule.
Our sense of it so far is that despite some really limited changes EPA made from the proposal, you know, there are going to be significant implementation challenges that could potentially create compliance issues and increase customer costs.
EPA's Kapokas, however, said any cost increase should be pennies a month. But Sarah Bergen, a lawyer with Bracewell Giuliani, a Washington firm that has represented power companies, said state agencies already regulate discharge limits.
So from an industry standpoint, I think you can say, why are these additional technology-based limits necessary?
The rule stems from lawsuits filed by environmental groups over the last 6 years aimed at forcing EPA to impose those rules. Eric Schaefer, director of the Environmental Integrity Project, said his researchers first noticed a problem in Zakiya Swamp near a Charles County power plant around 2008.
It's a very important hardwood wetland. It's actually pretty rare. And you have a big fly ash dump right next to it leaking arsenic, selenium, cadmium, and other metals into this rare swamp. That piled up and created a real problem.
So the Environmental Integrity Project sued in 2009. A few years later, Defenders of Wildlife and the Sierra Club teamed up with Earth Justice to file another suit to force EPA to make the rules. Kapokas said the rule will take effect in 60 days, and power plants will have until 2023 to comply. I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.